News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. It's a mixed bag of messy weather across the Mid and Deep South. CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak takes a look.
Wind, rain, and snow extending from Maine all the way down toward the Ohio Valley, Kentucky, Tennessee, and then especially the Deep South later on this Saturday evening down toward Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. Severe weather. Very rare for this time of year. We could be looking at large outbreaks of tornadoes, flash flooding.
European leaders at the Munich Security Conference have been discussing the war in Ukraine. CBS's Anna Noriskevich is attending the conference.
While President Donald Trump's administration is advocating for swift peace negotiations with Russia, European leaders, alongside Ukrainian President Zelensky, stressed the importance of maintaining Ukraine's sovereignty and caution against fast agreements that could undermine regional stability.
In Gaza, crowds surrounding a bus of newly released Palestinian prisoners. In exchange, Hamas released three more Israeli hostages, including one Israeli-American. But will more hostages be released? Vicky Cohen's 20-year-old son is being held in Gaza.
I hope Benjamin Netanyahu will do the best for all of society and do the second phase. Only in agreement, only in peace, we can solve this problem.
New York State police have charged five people in the killing of a transgender man from Minnesota whose body was found in a field after authorities say he was tortured for over a month. CBS News Minnesota's Uba Ali reports.
24-year-old Sam Nordquist was repeatedly subjected to prolonged beatings, ultimately resulting in death.
This is one of the most horrific crimes I have ever investigated.
By far the worst homicide investigation that our office has ever been a part of.
His death sending shockwaves within the LGBTQ community here in Minnesota.
Pure hatred.
Roxanne Anderson, a trans advocate, says
we cannot succumb to the fear.
Immigrant advocates rallied at downtown Manhattan today against a battled New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Money for jobs and education, racist deportation.
The Department of Justice wants to drop corruption charges against Mayor Adams filed under the Biden administration so Adams can support President Trump's immigration policies. More than half a dozen prosecutors resigned in protest over the pressure to drop the charges. Former federal prosecutor Tom Dupree says history is repeating itself.
Reminiscent of the Nixon era, where you saw the president basically try to find someone who would carry out his orders in the Justice Department, had to go through several officials before he finally was able to find someone.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
The number one tennis player in the world has been suspended. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
Italy's Jannik Sinner's been banned from tennis for 3 months after failing two drug tests last year. The 23-year-old who won the Australian Open last month said it wasn't his fault that trace amounts of an over-the-counter spray were found in his doping sample. He said he didn't use it. It was his trainer who had applied it to his own skin and then massaged Sinner. The World Anti-Doping Agency was seeking to ban Sinner from the sport for at least a year, but they agreed on the shorter settlement instead. So he'll be suspended until May 4th, which means he will still be eligible to compete in the next Grand Slam. The French Open begins May 25th. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Retail sales dropped sharply last month by 0.9%. The Commerce Department says sales fell in auto dealers, furniture stores, home and garden centers, and online. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with a few flurries and snow showers, minor additional accumulations, breezy with lows in the low 20s. Only in the mid-20s tomorrow, flurries end in the morning, cloudy sky for the afternoon. Much colder for next week.
It's 28 degrees right now.
WRJN.
I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. my God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong
Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
To be
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WRJN. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
I keep away from a run around 2 a.m. My miss the lips and the smile on her face, the touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around 2 a.m.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Heavy rain in Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Arkansas has prompted flood warnings. Areas of Kentucky could get as much as 8 inches of rain. Governor Andy Beshear has declared a preemptive state of emergency. Flash flooding and mudslides have assaulted parts of California still recovering from recent wildfires. Cara Finstrom is in a neighborhood in Altadena.
About 7 blocks from the canyon above. This is a straight shot down and mud.